This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
This is Natalie Bennett. You're listening to the Sam and Lucy Show on FUBAR Radio. Go Greens!
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Hello and welcome to the Sam and Lucy Show. Thank you to Rob Doering and Lloyd Griffith, amazing as usual. And thank you to Natalie Bennett. God, good of her to come in and do the show. Well, I'm in dissertation hell. I've done a double all-nighter. That's staying awake for two whole nights, like 48 hours. That's ridiculous. But I'm raring to go. Loads of coffee, Pro Plus, I'm great. New games, new music, and I'll be calling my boyfriend to tell him that we will never ever be getting back together. Thank you again to 99 Souls, who again are kicking off our show. Sam's getting fed up with it, but I'm going to keep playing that song until it's number one, which he promised me would happen in February.
It will happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not in February. I mean, it will happen in the future.
Yeah,
the promise was made in February, but it won't happen in February. That's a pass.
We're still going. I'm not fed up with it yet because it's such a great song.
No, it's a tune.
But I'm wondering, you know, you want to stop, I feel. because this has been ridiculous now. It's May.
I don't think we should. For a while, I was like, at some point, we're going to have to try something else. But I think that was just because I liked another song at the time. And I was like, maybe this one should be what we open with. I think we stick with 99 Souls.
Yeah.
I am sure that that song is getting official release.
Yeah.
There's a battle going on now amongst many music labels in this country for that song, for 99 Souls' signatures.
Well,
so they can make it a number one record.
The only thing I've got to say is that Natalie Bennett and me were chatting before the show.
And you weren't? That would be a conversation with yourself.
What?
You know, mate, what I'm talking about.
Mate, it was Natalie Bennett.
It wasn't Natalie Bennett.
I'm such a good impressionist. I'm like, what's her name? Ronnie Ancona? Yeah, me
Ronnie
and her. Anca,
right.
We're like that.
Do you know last time, and we said we'd do it every week, we'd have a celebrity
guest
come in.
Introduce the show, they come in the studio.
Yeah,
take them to the green room.
We'd pay expenses and, you know, a little bit extra because it is a Sunday.
Yeah.
So they would get time and a half.
Yeah, we'd get some like ice water.
Yes.
Or like a basket of puppies.
A chai tea.
Chai tea.
Whatever that is.
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea. Whatever they want, they could have it.
Yeah.
They could have Skittles without the red ones in, for all I care.
Whoa.
I would take them out by my just for them.
Which is exactly what we did for Natalie Bennett.
Yes.
And she was very happy, and she did a great introduction for you.
Yeah, it was weird. It just didn't sound like her whatsoever.
What?
Do you remember, though, when Marcus Bentley came in?
Yeah, no, he was rubbish.
He was
so bad. Natalie Bennett just destroyed him, put down Marcus Bentley. I don't even know who he is.
He's just the voice of Big Brother.
Yeah,
and I think you'll find when he introduces the show. That's very true.
Natalie Bennett, she's been all over the place.
Very true.
Yeah. Natalie Bennett.
She does not speak like that.
All right, Natalie. Bye, Natalie.
She can go now.
Yeah.
I think stop that Natalie Bennett stuff.
Those
48 hours of being awake has obviously gone to your head.
Woo!
Yeah, you've
struggling. Double all-nighter, two coffees. Pro Plus. I'm on it. I'm raring to go.
Where are we in the double all-night stage? Have you slept yet the end of it?
I have slept now, but I've only had one brief sleep since the double all-nighter.
When you say brief, how long are you talking?
Well, I went to bed at 1 and I was up at 8.
7 hours.
I mean, that's briefish.
Well, it's brief when you've been up for 48 hours,
exactly.
But it's a normal amount of sleep.
That's not a recovery sleep, is it?
No, it's not.
That's a normal sleep. That's a normal person sleep.
I think I had 7 hours last night as well.
Yeah, but I'd been awake for 49 hours, Sam.
I hadn't been awake for that long.
No.
No.
I know
you understand, yeah. No, I hadn't been sleeping much, if that makes you feel any better. It's not like I've had, you know, a lot of sleep. I've just had regular human sleep, which means I'm always tired because that's kind of how we operate, isn't it?
What?
Whereas you've taken it to an extreme.
I powered through, and actually, you know what? It wasn't too painful. It was okay.
Of course it's painful.
Genuinely, it wasn't that bad. I made it. Like, I think it's because I avoided coffee and had loads of porridge.
Okay.
Porridge and bananas, which is what I've been doing to get me through the dissertation.
I've heard porridge and bananas is the meal of choice.
Hey, it's where it's at.
Everybody staying up for the election, that's what they have, porridge and bananas.
And it worked.
Yeah?
That and some orange juice.
Ooh, I wouldn't go on.
Always good.
Need is
a bit
it?
Of that. Yeah.
I think.
Keep me going.
Orange juice has had bad press recently.
What's that? Why? What's
it? Well, everyone keeps telling me it's not as good for you as
hang on,
you know,
bad
you're
press,
made to
OJ,
believe.
OJ, bad press.
No, orange juice.
Oh, okay,
orange
not,
juice.
Okay.
No, no.
Right.
Recent bad press I'm
okay,
talking about
got
as well.
Ya.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone keeps telling me that orange juice isn't, you know, what I've been led to believe.
Why? What's wrong with it? Oh, it's all the sugar.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
That's it, full of
teeth.
Sugar. Yeah.
Orange juice makes your teeth drop out. You
exactly.
heard it here first. Well, not first.
No, not first.
You just heard it here.
It is one of your five a day, though.
Porridge and bananas, though, mate. Although porridge is meant to be good for you, but I always put a little like stuff in it. It's really bad for you, like jam or golden syrup or sugar.
Banana? Why don't you stick a banana in there?
Chocolate. Put the banana in the porridge and mash it up.
Chop it up, yeah. In the microwave, so then the banana's warm as well.
You know, I could have done that.
That's what I do.
Too late now. Is that what you do?
And I also buy syrup-flavoured...
That's what I've got. I've got some in my bag literally right now.
Porridge?
Yeah.
Because do you know what's good about that? Is then you don't feel as guilty as pouring syrup on top of the porridge.
Yep.
But then you get all the syrupy goodness.
It's like when I order a coffee and they've already put the sugar in. Like, I get a caramel latte, so I don't have to put sugar in. Then I feel a little bit less guilty, but it's much worse for me. Yeah.
But how do you feel about vanilla latte? Because that's my latte of choice.
Oh, is it? I do like vanilla latte, but most places don't have that where I go.
Yesterday.
It's like just caramel.
I went to Starbucks with my mum.
Sharp.
Yep. Other coffee shops are available, but that's not where we went. We went to Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I meant to order vanilla latte. Mum said to me, Sam, what do you want?
Mm.
I said, I'm not going to eat because I've had a big breakfast.
Mm.
But I will have a caramel latte.
Yeah.
It came. I tried it. I said, what is this? This isn't a vanilla latte. She said, well, that's not what you asked for. And I said, okay.
Oh, Cameron's Britain. That is a first world problem.
Yeah,
I saw a Brit. I know, like, we don't always do. Right, I'm stealing someone else's material here because I don't know who it is.
Is it mine?
Possibly.
Okay.
Someone from the Twitter sphere just did a tweet that I loved. I have no idea who it was, but it was just brilliant. And you know, in Starbucks, you say your name.
You're right,
and they famously get everything wrong and everything.
Yeah.
And they have to call it out, like, Lucy, across the room, whatever.
Yeah.
This guy, because they were just getting people to write their names down on the cup.
I've got some on this, I'll come back to you on, but
I'm sure it'll be better than this.
No, it won't.
But I just like this, because he'd written D-A-A-D-E-E. So then this, and he kept quiet, so when the girl read it out, she was just going, Daddy! Daddy! Daddy!
I think you stole this not only from the Twitter sphere, but another radio station.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Who talked about this?
I think we'll have to edit this out of the podcast because you've just taken that from possibly the biggest radio station in the country.
I haven't been listening to that one this week.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I've been listening to all the news.
It wasn't this week.
Oh, I feel terrible. I just saw it on Twitter yesterday.
Mm.
Oh, I mean, this is how behind I am on everything.
It's fine, Lucy. This will happen because, to be honest, I stole most of my ideas from that same radio station as well.
I didn't steal it from the radio station. I saw it on Twitter.
I mean, I'm quite subtle about it, normally.
I hate you.
I'll just be like, oh, this is the first play of this new song I found on the internet. But actually,
but
I just heard it on that radio station.
Radio.
Or I might go, oh, I've got this really cool idea where I phone my mum.
I mean, I've never heard that, and I thought...
Well,
oh,
you can keep saying it. I don't know why you just don't admit it now.
Well, because I haven't heard it. I just saw it on Twitter. I retweeted it. You can check my feed. And I retweeted it. I was like, oh, lol, funny.
Well,
so chuffed then that I'd actually managed to make you laugh, because that's so rare that I actually make you laugh. And you did a little laugh, but...
No, I was laughing
at
the
fact. You were just laughing at the fact that you thought I'd stolen it.
Yeah, probably... The most famous two pranksters, if you like, now are on the biggest radio station in the country.
Well,
did that?
Did they? Well, this person wasn't famous that had done it.
Really? Well, maybe they stole their idea.
I reckon the Radio 1 people stole it from this guy.
I'd have to name them. I could have been talking about Capital.
Oh, I mean, whatever.
I wasn't,
like, I care.
But I could have been.
You weren't.
I wasn't. I was talking about
the
one you said.
Station. Oh, who cares?
Anyway.
I feel like rubbish now.
Yeah, you should.
I was so hyped at the start of the show.
No, just tell other people's anecdotes.
My caramel latte is just pointless now.
How do you feel, and this is what I was going to come back to, how do you feel about having a caramel latte, knowing that they're going to shout, Lucy, caramel latte? How do you feel about that?
You feel like it's not like a powerful enough drink?
Yeah, all I'm saying is I don't think I'd go mozzarella and tomato panini if I knew they were going to shout it out next to my name. Do you know what I mean? I just don't think I'd want
that. Go for something more hardcore. What would you go for? What do you want them to shout out?
I'm trying to think.
Beef
what
and
some...
horseradish or something.
Perfect. And they do that, don't they, at one of the coffee shops.
One of those
I don't know
coffee
which.
Shops. Yeah, probably one of them. I don't know. I would like to go in and be like, you know, black Americano.
Yes.
Large.
That says you mean business.
And I'll down it quickly.
Exactly.
Thanks.
I haven't got time to sit with you commoners.
Ooh, I'll get my BlackBerry out. Yeah, I want to be like that, but I'm not. I've got an iPhone. I haven't got a BlackBerry.
Right.
I drink a caramel latte.
Okay, which means you've got time on your hands as well.
I've got time to kill, clearly. I'm not in a hurry. I haven't got anywhere to be at all. I don't even need the coffee, to be honest. It's just for show.
If anything, you're frustrated. You've got to spend a fiver because you've got time to kill.
I know, exactly. I haven't got the money for it. It's foam. It's milk and sugar.
Yeah,
I could just get some milk and sugar and shake it up.
That always winds me up.
Yeah.
I've always thought, and this might be a business idea...
Right.
Oh, I've got another business idea later in the show as well. But
yeah, go on.
This is a business idea that I have had.
Yeah.
There is somewhere you should be able to go.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a pound on the door.
Got ya.
But that's it.
Yeah.
But that's cheaper than a coffee. There's somewhere you should go where it literally is a walking centre for those that have half an hour to kill.
I mean.
Right. So if I'm in central London.
Yeah.
Or you're in Brighton. Or you're in Manchester, Stoke-on-Trent.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people like hanging out in Stoke-on-Trent. Like me.
It's wild.
Which is what I was doing on Saturday. And if I was meeting my mum, but my mum was running late, mm-hmm. I think, oh, she'd say, God, just go get yourself a coffee. And I'm thinking, yeah.
But then you have to spend £3.95 exactly. on the blooming coffee.
Exactly.
And then you're like, well, I'll have a snack whilst I'm here. You're not hungry. £2.95 on a muffin.
Right.
That's an hour's wage.
Right, you're looking at £6.
Yeah.
Because I'm killing time.
Yeah.
My idea, pound on the door. What's a pound?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, but nowadays, with inflation, Lucy, it's what is a pound?
Oh, nowadays. Nowadays, yeah. It's nothing.
Pound on the door. Maybe it's got an Xbox there.
Yeah.
It's got Sky News on in one corner, Sky Sports News in another. The music channel's Nickelodeon. It's catering for everybody.
Right.
And
I haven't
you just
heard
sit
Nickelodeon
there.
In a while. God.
Well, no, it's for the,
I just forgot
kids
it existed.
You know, kids are welcome.
Cartoon Network and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be let the kids change.
Is that a bit indie?
No, it's not indie. I just think Nickelodeon, you know, it suits everybody, yeah.
Yeah, do they still show, like, Kenan and Kel?
That's
and
why.
Sabrina
that's
the
why
Teenage Witch?
If I opened this place...
It would.
It would certainly be Nickelodeon on.
So, basically, you want to open a living room that you pay a pound to go into.
Yeah.
A communal living room.
Yes.
So, a community centre is what we're talking about here, but less lame, because community centres just have a smell of, like, farts.
No, a community centre suggests that they're putting on classes. Like,
sure.
I'm not having yoga
okay.
Wednesdays at this place. This place is... All you're going to be hanging out there for at a time is an hour tops. There's a high turnover in this place. You're not expected to sign up for classes...
I mean, this sounds... What would your opening hours be? Because the problem you're going to get here is people... Homeless people...
Right.
...are going to live there. Which is why... Have you heard about... Oh, God, I want to say aggressive architecture, but I think it might...
Yes, I've, yeah, I've
you
seen
know,
it.
Like, with the slopey... Like, bus benches now, they have to slope them so people... I mean, you're just opening this place up, which might be nice. You might be going for that.
Yeah.
But that would mean, like, the person who would normally go and have a caramel latte and a blueberry muffin...
Is still going to end up there.
Is still going to go there, because they'll be like, oh, there's a load of people, like, having a nap there.
I see your point, but maybe this could be an opportunity, you know, for me to bring people from different walks of life together, Lucy. Would you not think...
On the Xbox.
Exactly.
Mario Karting it.
Exactly.
Mario Kart brings people together.
You might be on your way
yeah.
to one of your political meetings about work.
Yeah.
But you think, oh God, half an hour to kill.
Yeah.
Let's go and play Mario Kart with somebody who knows, killing time because they're about to go to the job centre.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Somebody's doing something completely different to you.
You know what? As your ideas go, that's not too crap. That's actually okay.
I would be putting Starbucks out of business.
Yeah.
Possibly Costa too.
Yeah.
But I think it would be doing something great for this great country.
I mean, I think that's quite a good idea.
David Cameron, are you listening?
Yeah. Dave. Dave-o.
David. That's
David,
just his
David.
Name.
David. David.
Maybe we should write to him. Because I don't think this is a great business plan. This is something that should just be put on.
Yeah.
By the government, I think.
Yeah. I've got a business idea.
Okay. Should we have it after a song?
It's pretty quick.
Oh, go on then. And then I'll tease up my next one.
Oh, is this going to be a back and forth constant?
Yeah, this is
I
the Dragon's
this
Den.
This would, like, destroy yours. Was
I highly doubt it.
It's nail polish that you just dip your fingers into. When it dries, you wash the excess off your skin. And it just sticks to the nails.
Well, that's already pointless. Because unless you've got the technology that tells me...
I mean, I can talk to someone about this. Like, a scientist might be
right.
able to do this.
So you're able to wash the excess off
your
skin.
Yeah.
But it sticks to your nails.
Yeah, it's like about the electrolytes in it.
So you want a nail polish that is easily removable off the skin.
Yeah, but sticks to nails.
Right, so running water, as soon as it touches running water, it comes easily off the skin.
Yeah.
Yet when it's on the nail, it's water resistant.
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible, is
it? And it only comes off with acetone?
No, I don't think so. Do you want to have a naughty naughty tune?
Yeah, alright.
Do you want it to be the naughty naughty tune you've banged on about for the last 6 months?
Shut the front door, are you being serious?
I'm not being serious.
Oh, you've been winding...
Is this the one?
Yes, it's Estelle!
Okay, good. Right, we'll play this. Estelle, American Boy, featuring Kanye West, of course. And we'll be back on the other side. We probably should tell you what's coming up.
Rabina, know what you're drinking.
Oh, for God's sake.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down.
Get down.
Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town.
bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath him. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains and New York's wide awake. First let's see the West End, I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy. Let's go on the subway. Take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I'd like to see what's good. Dressed in all your fancy clothes, sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving those show toes. Walking that wall, talk that slick talk. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. Tell him walk, walk, block.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't fuck with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat ass, cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest, like the Pips at the Gladys. And I know they love it, so they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my lover?
Kanye West, it's American Boy. But you knew that. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that. That's your Naughty Naughties tune for this week. And I've been asking for that for about 2 months and I finally had it.
Yeah, and we were trying to rap along, weren't we?
Yeah, so, and we did quite well.
Reasonably well. There was one lyric I slipped up on, which you laughed at me.
Yeah, awkward.
I think one lyric in a whole... I mean, how many...
You knew it better than I did.
Did I? Oh, okay.
I think you knew it better than I did, because there's a little bit just at the start of his that I always mess up. The start of his rap, I always go a bit wrong.
Oh, I wish we could have it back.
Like, after the ow, ow bits.
Ain't nothing new. Nah.
Don't actually fall.
No, let's not.
I mean, we just heard it.
Yeah. And nobody wants us to say. I think people would rather go onto Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud and hear a Style and Kanye West do it rather than me and you.
They'd rather listen to James Corden doing it than you and me doing it.
Yeah, James Corden and
Sheridan Smith.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, Sheridan. Yes, Sheridan. Or Rudy.
Rudy. Smithy. Yeah.
Smithy and Rudy.
Smithy and Smithy.
That'll be there on YouTube as well.
Yeah, Google that. That'll be much better than us doing it.
Yeah, I mean,
so
don't
even ask us to do it. I mean, oh, so many tweets asking us to do that rap.
I don't think we should be telling people to go off to YouTube, SoundCloud and Spotify.
What, during our show?
The radio industry is struggling enough as it is to competing with all these different...
Please stay.
Yeah, stay here. Oh. Don't go off and look at the internet.
Sticking around for then? What have we got to give them?
Well, I've got an itinerary if you want it.
Hello.
No longer do we have a menu.
Oh no.
Because a menu suggests there's choice in the matter. You know, like if you go to a menu into a restaurant, someone hands you a menu and say, "Look, take a pick, something off that."
Yeah.
You have what you want. Itinerary says we have to do it.
Unless we called it a set menu.
Could do a set menu. Yeah, that's true.
Because you don't get any choice about that. Set menu, although there's always a vegetarian option.
Yeah,
and there's no veggie option with this show. It's all the meat.
And also, if we go menu and it's food related, there's still the option you leave something on your plate.
I like itinerary.
The reason I want to do it, Lucy, is we never get through what we're supposed to do because we start talking about business ideas, of which I have got one coming up, so that'll go on the itinerary.
For God's sake.
So top of the itinerary, Sam's business idea.
Yeah.
I want your opinion.
Am I allowed to add stuff to the itinerary or is it just Sam's itinerary?
At the moment, it's just mine.
Right. Can I have my own? Lucy's itinerary. Another Lucy's caramel latte.
No, it's things that's coming up in the show. It's not your rider.
Oh.
It's an itinerary.
I'm not interested then.
Sam's business idea.
Right.
Now, as it stands, I can't remember what that idea is, but I remember coming in and going, "Oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to pitch that to Lucy." But I can't remember what it is. But I'll try. Other things coming up.
What?
I can't.
You can't put something at the top of the itinerary.
Yeah.
Like, this is our starter of the set menu.
Okay.
This is our, like, crab cakes or whatever with sweet chilli sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know what it is.
Well, it'll come back to me, won't it?
It's just going
to
be a little plate of limp lettuce with nothing on it.
As it stands, I'm concentrating on speaking to you. This is a conversation.
Yeah.
Once you put on another song that I'm not singing along to,
attitude. You can't see this, listeners, but he's leaning over the desk, wiggling his hand at me. Like, this is a conversation, okay?
You can't take things off the itinerary. It's set now.
Jeez.
Just because I can't remember something doesn't give you the right to take it off.
Your knickers in a twist.
Nothing. This is a good business idea. I just can't remember it.
Right. What's else on the itinerary?
I've got another game for you.
Yep.
Do you remember we played Play Your Farage, right?
Yep.
That was a real success, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think there was comments on iTunes on the podcast.
Kids went wild for that.
They did. I didn't know whether it was my game or Nigel Farage himself they went wild for. But anyway.
Bit of both, mate.
Possibly.
Take credit where it's due.
I thought we're still kind of, post-election now.
Yep.
So I thought I'd choose another politician.
Oh yeah, who have you chosen?
I thought it was topical that I'll go David Cameron. Because he was, you know, successful, wasn't he? On Thursday, or Friday night.
He did well.
He did well.
He did really,
he painted
really well.
The town blue. Didn't he?
I can't. What's next on the itinerary, please?
So what we'll be doing, we should explain, because it doesn't really have a name. It's called Play Your Cameron,
play
right?
Cameron
memorabilia, right? Simply, what happens
Cameron memorabilia.
Is I Google David Cameron memorabilia, write down the item, write down the price, and then I ask Lucy, is a David Cameron mug that says David Cameron on the bottom of it, is that more or less than a David Cameron car sticker?
Mm-hmm.
Those things may be on the list, they may not, but you get the idea. Okay, that's coming up, and I write that on the itinerary. You have a game for me, I believe.
I have a game, and you know what? I've been killing myself over coming up for a name for this game, and I just can't. I can't think of anything, which I know is really poor, but I love the game. It's Russell Brand quote game. I mean, that's the worst name in the history of time.
Russell Brand
quote game. I can't think of anything.
What does he call himself on Twitter?
Rocket Red. Rocket.
Rocket says, was that
Rocket says, Rocket says, basically, so Russell Brand's been a lot loads recently,
He's been talking, is that what you're going to say?
Trues or false? Russell Brand's trues or false?
So you're going to give me a quote?
Because you know his video is called Trues.
Is it?
Yeah, it's called Trues. Like his YouTube thing he does now.
Trues. Right, well, that's the name then,
Russell
isn't it?
Brand, trues or false?
So basically, how does it work?
I give you a quote.
Yeah.
And I say, is this quote Russell Brand or...
Okay.
And then I've got a list of some crazy celebrities.
Okay.
You know, we're talking like the biggies.
Okay.
I'm talking
Schofield?
Like, talking like Jesus, mate.
He's quite famous, wasn't he? Yeah.
He's pretty big.
He was big for a time. I mean, he's still
huge.
Massive.
But yeah, at one time he was like really lasted big. Really well.
Yeah, some people say they say that about celebrities. It's about reinventing yourself.
Yeah, I mean, he's gone through like dips and everything.
Yeah, of course
peaks
he has.
And troughs.
Of course he has.
Peaks
yeah.
and troughs.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's coming into his next peak is Jesus. Yeah. He's preparing Possibly. For a peak.
I would say that Jesus hasn't ever had to reinvent himself. You know, not like Anton
well,
Deck.
He literally reinvented himself by coming back to life.
Oh, yeah, quite famously.
He literally
didn't he?
Did
yeah.
that. So that is Russell Brand, trues or false.
Okay.
Which I'm looking forward to. And we've also got, of course, Lucy's sports reports.
Two of them, I believe.
Two. Yeah, you lucky kids have got two of my sports reports. I'm talking all the sports.
What's going to be in there, Luce?
The big balls one, the little balls ones.
Right.
The one with no balls.
Well, which one's that?
I've got ones with animals in it.
Like horse racing?
I've got them all.
Okay, well, look forward to that.
So that's going to be great. And we're also going to be doing Waxing Lyrical again.
Yes, we are.
Which I'm terrified about. You must be pretty excited.
I am extremely excited about this.
Tell the people what Waxing Lyrical is.
Okay, so it's basically an idea I had off the back of the Cheerleader song. Do you know Cheerleader, Umi?
Oh my God, think I found myself a cheerleader.
That's the one. A lot of songs, I don't know if you noticed, Lucy, they tell stories.
They do.
So what I thought I'd do, what we could do and what you're going to be doing today,
yes.
is you ring somebody
yes.
and you basically tell the story of a song as if it's just a conversation
yep.
and you see how long the person on the other end goes along with the conversation before they go,
yep.
hang on a minute, you're just saying the lyrics from Omi's song Cheerleader.
Yep.
Last time I phoned my mum. And she never got it.
She didn't get it at all.
She didn't
it's
get
brilliant.
It at all.
And I love at the end, she even went, oh, it sounds like that song.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Isn't that strange? Oh, God. That's good. You've met a cheerleader. Isn't that weird?
We'll be replaying that to remind you before Lucy, because I feel like we're going to build to yours, because yours is going to be brilliant.
Honestly, I'm really scared.
It's going to be great.
Right,
don't
tell
worry.
Them what, do you want to tell them what I'm doing now or save it?
I think we save it. But okay. it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
Those who didn't hear my call will replay it, but those that did... It's going to be Lucy's call. It's going to be 10 times better.
And just
than mine.
All I'm going to say now is that it is not fake. I have not told the person. I'm honestly,
okay.
I haven't told the person I'm calling them.
And we're doing it live, aren't we?
We're doing it live. There's no pretending about this. Like, oh, I've secretly messaged him beforehand. He will have no idea what I'm about to do to him. So yeah, I'm
the
really
only, the only bit I don't understand is. If you call this person, can we say who it is yet? Or should we hold on?
Hold on.
Won't he? Because we're doing it live.
During the show?
Yes. Is he not thinking to himself?
Got it planned, mate.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I've got a plan. What I'm going to say
okay, well, that's good. Right, so Waxing Lyrical coming up. Anything else? I'll try and take you around the world in 80 seconds. Now I've said it. Now it's on the itinerary. It has to happen.
That's the problem with the itinerary, mate.
Once it's on there, yeah.
It's a big commitment.
80 seconds. Have you got anything that's going on next weekend, or were you too lazy in the run-up to today's show?
I've got what's going on next weekend.
No, that's a no.
That's
I don't
a
think,
lie!
Should we put it on the itinerary, or is it too dangerous?
I mean, we've got plenty on the itinerary, mate.
Okay, we've got plenty to work
I mean,
with.
If this was a set menu, we'd already be on the coffees.
Okay.
Like, we've got plenty there, I feel.
We'll leave it at that. So, the itinerary, it's not a menu, because that suggests choice. This itinerary has to happen. We'll revisit it at 7:55. Okay.
I'm with you.
And there will be punishments for those who don't produce, if you like.
God.
If these things aren't achieved, there will be forfeits.
Okay, carried on to next week.
Yes.
Like it.
Okay.
I mean, you're never going to stick to that.
No, I am.
Oh, well, okay.
I am.
But all right, well, I'll punish you if you don't do your Around the World in 80 Seconds.
Yeah, well, good.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Well, I'm all like, I could take you.
You couldn't take me.
I mean, I'm all fit and healthy now.
Well, I'll play a song and let's have it.
Bring it on.
Do you want to play this? One of your choices? It's rare that we would play one of your choices.
It's very rare that one of mine managed to get through. Right. I email them on deaf ears.
You picked this one, didn't you? Skrillex, Diplo and Justin Bieber.
I hate you. Are you actually being serious?
I'm being serious. It's
no, you're
Where.
Not.
Do you like this?
No!
It's amazing.
For God's sake, Sam.
I mean, it's a shame about Bieber being involved, but it's great. Listen to the hook. Proper music, this.
Have you got any of my music on today?
Yeah, George Ezra coming up in a bit. But for now, Justin Bieber, Skrillex and Diplo.
I gave you the key when the door wasn't open. Just admit it. See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hoping. Can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you? Where are you now? Where are you now? Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. Oh, I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Oh, where are you now that I need you were. I showed you the game everybody else was playing. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
And I was on my knees when nobody else was praying. Oh Lord. Where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you?
Bringing Justin Bieber onto our show, Lucy.
I genuinely can't believe you've done that.
It's a good record, that though, isn't it?
No.
Whoa, turn your phone off.
Sorry. Just pop that over there.
Have you ever seen the clip? It might be me, actually.
Oh, it's actually you.
Could be. You ever seen the clip on YouTube of, do you know Eamon and Ruth?
No.
So there's Ruth and Eamon who do This Morning.
You know, oh, Eamon, right, sorry,
you know,
yeah.
Eamon Holmes.
Eamon Holmes.
His wife, sorry, Ruth.
It's the first name terms
okay.
That confuse me.
Right. Well, obviously...
There are no other Eamons.
No, of course they're not. Apart from the one that had that hit.
Who? Eamon? You're making this up,
No, I'm not.
You?
In about 2005, he had a hit called something like F.U.
What?
He did.
Was it actually F.U. or was this you refusing to swear?
No, F... You know, well, no, of course it was a chart hit, so it had to be called F.U. Or something
know,
like that.
Maybe one of your kooky Justin Bieber underground hits.
No.
God's sake.
So it's called F.U. and it's by Eamon.
Right.
And it was about a split with his
Hang
girlfriend.
On, Eamon Holmes?
No,
breaking up with Ruth?
Just Eamon.
Right.
Like Beyonce or Akon.
Madonna.
Eamon.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Eamon.
And it went something like... I'm trying...
Brilliant. Oh, okay, do it. Yeah, looking
I'm
forward to this.
Trying to sing...
Oh, come on. You gonna do it?
I don't want you back... Something like that.
Wait, that's not enough. That could be any song ever, probably.
He had... It was when Autotune first came out.
So it was that very kind of robotic...
Yeah, it was like, okay, you're a great songwriter, but you should have never picked up a microphone.
Got
until you. Autotune was invented, because it was a great song, because he was kind of in tune,
right.
Went to number one.
Right. So what's this got to do with Eamon Holmes?
It hasn't, but it was by an artist called Eamon.
I mean, that's ticked off the itinerary. Eamon 2005 chat. Good.
But listen to this, it gets better.
God's sake. Right,
we're
what?
Still talking about Eamon circa 2005, not the famous Holmes, okay?
Okay.
Eamon's girlfriend, or ex-girlfriend, that this song, I Don't Want You Back, was all about,
yeah.
Was called Frankie. She writes a song, same tune, different lyrics, called F You Right Back.
Nice.
That goes to the number one just 2 weeks later. And I remember, after school club,
mm-hmm.
I would sit, I don't know if I'm outing anybody here or getting anyone in trouble, but we'd sit in, me and my friend Jack Bond, I'm going to name him.
I mean, I was going to, you were worried about it, but you just went straight
no,
in.
No, it's not him I'm worried about, because we were both underage, it was fine. But we...
Oh, God.
Underage to be listening to a sweary song, Lucy.
Oh.
So this song is like, it comes with a parental advisory.
Yeah.
And me and Jack, mate, we're 10, 11, tops.
Yeah.
But we got a lift with one of the girls who looked after us.
Yeah.
Say girls, she's old enough to be looking after
woman.
Us.
Woman.
She's 20s, mid 20.
Woman, yeah.
She's a woman.
Right.
But no, but she's a young woman, so that's
why.
Why
are you having a breakdown on her?
No. So me and Jack Bond, we get a lift with this young woman who is probably got all the qualifications she needs to look after us. But then she puts on F You Right Back by Frankie. And she breaks the laws of playing songs to kids. Is that a law?
And this has got what to do with Eamon Holmes?
It has.
I genuinely think you just had a meltdown. What? I mean, who's Jack? I'm so confused. I don't know who Eamon is. I don't know Frankie
Eamon.
Or this song.
Frankie's
I
Eamon's
I don't know
ex.
Who Jack Bond is. I
He's
don't know
friend.
Who the mysterious woman is.
Yeah, she remains nameless, partly because I can't remember her name. There's a lot of people who worked at that after school club. I can't remember.
But isn't it called parental advisory?
Yeah.
So it's advising you.
Yeah, but my parents don't have a say. They were
so
at work.
It's not illegal to let your child watch an 18 film.
Yes.
It's just illegal for them to buy it.
Correct.
But they
However,
can watch it. So as long as you didn't purchase.
No, that's incorrect.
F you, isn't it? That's how it works, isn't it? Because it's just, it's being played.
Okay.
Like, it's not illegal for you to listen to it, and it's not legal for the person caring for you to let you listen to it.
Okay. But shouldn't she have maybe thought, maybe this is not a good idea?
Was this, like, unnamed woman, was this Ruth of Eamon and Ruth fame? Is this who you're
on about? It wasn't, no.
Oh. So...
But Ruth could have had something to do with the comeback hit F You Right Back by Frankie. She might have gone under a different name.
So you're saying... That Eamon and Frankie...
Who do This Morning.
Of,
oh, sorry.
Circa
2005. Circa
2005
yeah.
FU fame.
Yes.
Are the alter egos of Eamon and Ruth.
Possibly. Have you seen the way they bicker on This Morning?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Also, I think we've got the year wrong. 2005 seems a little bit too late for Eamon.
Should I be turning your mic off about now?
Well, you haven't got the option to.
I mean, I could lean over... I think
we're okay. I've recovered. I'm back. But I think that's nice for a bit of nostalgia, isn't it? That we'd go back to what
yeah.
I thought was 2005.
Nostalgia for you and Jack Bond. Everyone else
you
in the world.
You must know that song.
Obviously, I don't, Sam.
Right, I'll quickly put it into the system, just see if we've...
Right, you're not playing Justin Bieber. So we've played Kanye West... Justin Bieber, and now Eamon circa 2005.
I think this is it. I think we've got it.
Are you kidding me?
Oh! Everyone knows this song.
I do know this.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
It's actually quite a good song.
Great song.
For, like, the noughties. Yeah, this is a bonus naughty noughties tune for you all. Oh, yes.
I don't...
Oh, my God. He's having a breakdown.
No, why...
He's finished his dissertation.
I like you so much. It's good, isn't it?
And now his brain's just a scrambled egg from doing the dissertation.
This is a Sunday treat to hear this.
This is a great song.
I might get a Jack Bond on speakerphone.
Yeah, can we call Jack? Remember this, Jack? Remember the good times with Ruth?
Bridge.
Whoa.
See what I mean?
That's rude. Whoa! you did it again.
I have to say, the version that we listened to in the unnamed woman's car wasn't this version. It was the reply from Ruth slash Frankie,
which is even swearier. Right back.
Even swearier than Eamon.
Wow.
He doesn't mess around. That's enough of that. But what I'm saying is, as a 10, 11-year-old, I shouldn't have been exposed to that. However, great tune.
Can I just say...
Go on.
Because you had that song so quickly, I just want people to know that that wasn't prepared. That wasn't like a bit that we had prepared that
although
we were going to do.
Although that would be a good bit, wouldn't it?
This is why I'm clarifying this with people. This was not a pre-planned before the show. Oh yeah, let's do that Eamon bit we've been sitting on for ages.
That, you know that anecdote you've got about you and Jack Bond?
They'll love that. Get it ready on the desk. We've got the song ready. We've got the rude version. They'll love it. This is not a thing. I am not a part of this skit.
No.
This is just Sam's breakdown.
This was never on the itinerary.
Literally in the last song, I said to you, oh, it's like 22.
Yeah.
We need to hurry up a bit because we've got all these things to get through.
And I was the one who set the itinerary.
And you've just done a 15-minute bit on Eamon and Jack Bond.
Yeah, well, I get your point.
I don't know what to say to you.
Do you want to move on?
Yes! I wanted to move on quarter of an hour ago.
What were we supposed to be talking about?
I don't know. Well, we had a bit about me doing the marathon, but I feel like we haven't got time for that now.
I suppose we should do a sports report, shouldn't we?
Yeah, all right.
Hang on. I don't have that ready like a new Eamon.
Can I do it over Eamon?
You can't do a sports report over Eamon. It doesn't work like that.
Sports report over Eamon.
Of course you can't.
Aww. News in the football news, in latest transfer news, Bayern Munich, Pep Guardiola, Edison Cavani, Real Madrid, Cristiano Ronaldo, Juventus, oh, there's loads of them, Pirlo, and Man U, Dimitar Berbatov.
He doesn't even play for them anymore.
And that guy called Coke. They've all confirmed all of these transfers. Coke, we've all confirmed that they will be the next full lineup of One Direction.
It's not true, is it?
The posh sport where they all wear white. Somerset
Cricket.
And New Zealand are really so bad. They've been playing for 3 whole days. I don't really get what's been going on. And I don't understand why a county is playing a country. I'm assuming that either means New Zealand are really bad or Somerset are amazing.
Or it's like a charity match.
The other poshish one where they wear white that isn't the one I was just on about.
Is that rugby? Golf?
No, little yellow ball. More balls, please. After beating
Snooker.
Kai Nishikori, Murray will meet Nadal in Madrid. Our reporters here at FUBAR have spotted Murray and Nadal leaving for their romantic getaway to Spain at Heathrow Airport wearing matching One Love t-shirts. That's my sports report for now, because there isn't really much going on apart from all the football that's happened today.
Yeah, are you going to get to that at some point?
No!
There's F1 as well, you know, the race car driving. There's that today. You can talk about that.
Formula One news, they drove the car around the ring. They drove it very, very fast, and only a couple of people crashed and died because it's a stupidly dangerous sport.
That is, isn't it? I don't think you need to go died. Should I just fade this out?
I mean, I can tell you about another dangerous sport.
Go on.
The one where they hit each other. Ricky Burns has lost a fight to some guy I've never heard of. Analysis suggests that Burns lost the game because just before the match started, he said, "Not in the moneymaker. I want a good look post-match selfie." That's Lucy's sports report for today. There'll be another one in sometime later.
Just to clarify, one where they hit them each other, is that boxing?
Yep.
Okay. Could have just said boxing.
Boxing or wrestling or...
So you don't even know.
Fighting.
Who wrote that? Who wrote the sports report?
Fighting.
Who wrote the sports report?
My sports team.
Oh, shut up.
Play
a bit of this, George Ezra, while I go through Lucy's notes and work out who the hell wrote that for her. Cheating, you shouldn't do that. I write everything I do. Around the World in 80 Seconds is written by me.
You can tell.
I'm coming home, my friend. strange, you're the master of none. Oh, the race has begun. I was born a champion. I was born to jump and run.
George Ezra banging on about rain.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Yes, Sam and Lucy here until 8 o'clock this evening. It's FUBAR Radio. And Lucy, you have a game for me.
I have a game.
Whoa.
And it's got a name now.
Did you see that?
What?
How slick I was. Out of a song, into a jingle, straight to what we're supposed to be doing.
I mean, this show, you've been so slick, Sam. You definitely haven't gone off on massive, weird, nostalgic anecdotes that only you and Jack Bond will get.
That's what I tried to do that bit there. I was like, yeah. Right, Sam, you're kind of taking the mick a little bit. That itinerary, you have basically just ripped apart.
Yeah.
Let's get back on track. Let's
with
get
this.
Out of the song, into a jingle, straight to Lucy.
Which is Russell Brand, trues or false? Get it? Because his YouTube program things, Russell, trues, get
I don't think any
dog.
Puns you need to explain work, do they?
I'm not great on the puns. What I am great on
else.
Is quotes.
Okay.
Everybody loves a quote-based game, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah!
Do we need like some kind of bed?
Definitely.
Like a game bed?
Definitely game bed. Oh, that's my favourite game, work? Bird. It's sleepy, this one.
It is sleepy, isn't it?
So basically, Russell Brand's been everywhere at the moment, spouting. I'm not going to say nonsense, because some of it makes sense.
Of course it
just
does.
Just spouting in general.
But that's what he's good at, isn't
and
it?
And he's a very verbose young man.
What does that mean? He's well-spoken?
No, verbose, like...
That sounds to me like he beats up kids in the playground.
Well-spoken is sort of... it's kind of tautologist within that. It's part of it. It's verbose. It uses a lot of words when you could use one like me. I'm very verbose.
Okay. You like the sound of your own voice?
No.
Wow.
Reading a very densely written first page of a book and, like, they were describing every detail.
Ah, okay.
And, yeah.
Could I say this to you? My younger sister...
Yep.
Very talented young girl. She puts me to shame. Very clever.
Yep, sure.
However, she's just sent me her application to be a... What do they call it? In Harry Potter, what were the...
I can't believe we're doing this again.
No, sorry. No, just asking quickly. In Harry Potter...
Yep. Wizard.
Prefects.
Oh, prefects.
Right.
Okay.
It was weird that I had to go via Harry Potter and then ended up...
To get to that word.
Yeah, a prefect. But she's applying to be a prefect.
Yep.
I read her application and I thought to myself, yeah, I mean, it's good, Bryony, everything's written well, but that could come out. So what she's done is been very verbose.
Yes.
Okay.
And it can be a good or bad thing.
Yes, of course. And it's a fine line as well.
Sure. The verbosity line is...
That's what I'll tell her tonight.
Very fine.
I think she sent it to me about over a week ago and she's probably waiting for my feedback, but I'll say, Bryony, the verbosity line... Someone once told me, Bryony, the verbosity line...
Verbosity's not a real word.
Oh.
Sorry.
The line between verbose and intelligent is very thin, and at the moment you're walking upon that thin line, about to fall off. I don't know which side you're going to fall.
Can I play the game now? Are you finished?
Yes.
Are you finished with your other anecdote? So basically, I've got a list of quotes, and they're either going to be Russell Brand or a celebrity of sorts. I've already told you one of them earlier. It was Jesus Christ himself.
The most famous man to ever walk on this planet.
Well,
there's no arguments,
well,
is there?
Well, no, Muhammad's almost definitely more famous than Jesus.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I'll give you that. Second most famous man.
Thanks. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you... It's a different celebrity for each quote. I'll give you Russell Brand or the celebrity and the quote, and you tell me who it was.
Okay.
I've got seven here, so you can get maximum 7 points. If you get more than five, I'll be proud.
So if I think to myself, okay, that's not Russell, do I only get a point...
Yeah.
If I get the celebrity right.
Oh, I didn't even think of that
dimension. Do I not got a point but for just saying it's not Russell?
I mean, I was going to keep it simple and give you the two celebrities.
Okay, do that then.
But do you want me to make it harder and you guess
who
it is?
No. Go on, do that. I feel like you've brought this game to the show.
It's quite an easy game.
Yeah, exactly.
But I know your brain is mush at the moment, so...
It is.
I thought I'd keep it simple.
Yeah. No, keep it simple.
Right, let's start off with one, and if you think it's too easy,
okay,
we'll do it your way.
Sounds good to me.
Number one, Russell Brand or Winston Churchill?
Am I picking my favourite?
Right.
You pitched it like I was picking my favourite.
Russell Brand or Winston Churchill? I'm going to read you the quote and you tell me which one of them it is.
I was going to say, because it would be close.
I mean, I'm going to start pulling my hair out in a minute. You've gone mad. We started the show so well today. You even said to me, oh, that was quite funny, which I never get. Right. Number one, Russell Brand or Winston Churchill? I may be drunk, miss, but in the morning I will be sober and you will still be ugly.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to say, and I really hope this is the case, because I feel like if Russell Brand was to say this, we might all laugh it off.
Mm-hmm.
However, if Winston Churchill was to say that, I don't know if I could laugh it off in the same way.
Sure.
Therefore, I really hope it's Russell Brand.
That's your answer?
Yes.
I may be drunk, miss, but in the morning I will be sober and you will still be ugly, is Winston Churchill.
Yeah,
no points there.
It's a shame for both me and Winston, who's didn't come across very well, did it, that?
Not great there, Winston, not great. Number two, Sam, Russell Brand or Kanye West?
Okay.
Say I feel sad and all self-indulgent, then get stung by a wasp. My misery feels quite abstract and I long just to be in a spiritual pain once more. Damn you, tiny assassin, clad in yellow and black. How I crave my former innocence where melancholy was my only trial.
Right, well, you did it. You performed that to me there as if it was a rap, didn't you?
Maybe.
But I think that's simply you trying to put me off the scent.
That was just my poetry performance. That's just...
Do you think?
I'm naturally a heart, I'm a poet.
You sounded then, honestly, what I thought was happening was it sounded like you'd taken something from Shakespeare and tried to rap it. So I think you rapping it was you trying to do Kanye West to trick me.
Interesting.
When in fact, it was still Russell Brand. That's my answer, Russell Brand.
Russell Brand, the damn you tiny assassin.
Yes.
It is Russell Brand.
Yes.
1 point there for you,
Thank
Sam.
You.
I didn't even try and rap it.
You did sound like you were.
I just felt in the moment.
Okay.
My inner rapper was just overfloweth. I can't keep him in. Yeah, it's a him. Why not? Number three, Russell Brand or Jesus. Here he is. Jesus.
The J-Dog.
Strength does not have to be belligerent and loud.
Strength does not have to be... Because you get those people in the gym, don't you? Is that what Jesus was talking about?
In the gym.
He saw him in the gym.
In the mirror.
And he was like, oh, you don't have to... Strength doesn't have to be belligerent and loud.
Yeah.
I'm over here doing 2 kilogram weights and I'm strong.
Yep, I'm jogging on 2.3 on the treadmill. He's on like 12 over there.
You say it like you're a little bit bitter.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jesus because I think he's been hitting the gym.
Okay, strength does not have to be belligerent and loud. Russell Brand.
Damn
well,
it.
I'm glad we didn't make this game hard. Are you doing rubbish? Right.
I've got one out of three. That's not bad.
That's pretty poor. Just give yourself a little tick there.
No, I just thought it was good that I got one. I wasn't, you know, adding points. It was just... Anyway, carry on.
Russell Brand or the Dalai Lama? They're mates, you know.
Really?
Not really.
No.
Our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them.
Dalai Lama. Sounds like something he would say.
You sure about that?
100%.
You're correct. That's the Dalai Lama. 2 points, Sam. 2 points.
Thank you.
All right. Number five. Russell Brand or Shakespeare?
Shakespeare. I like him.
Do you?
Yeah, I like Shakespeare.
Oh, cool.
He's done a lot for the film world. And the written word as well, I suppose. Yes.
Yeah, he's done a bit for that as well, hasn't he? Right. Well, is this Russell Brand or Shakespeare?
Go on.
I am not crying. Mine eyes do smell onions.
Right, well, that is Shakespeare, isn't it?
Yeah, my eyes do smell onions.
Yeah, Shakespeare.
Any hazard a guess of which play it's in then? Or is it a sonnet or...
Oh, so you... Right, so it's not a Shakespeare quote. It's not a Shakespeare interview. It wasn't on Graham Norton and that came out. This is taken from a Shakespeare play. That's
well,
a very different
thing. Of course it's going to be taken from some of his work. How else would I have got a Shakespeare quote?
I see your point. Hey, he could have done a magazine interview at the time, couldn't he?
What's your answer?
My answer is Shakespeare.
I am not crying, mine eyes do smell onions is indeed Shakespeare, and it's in All's Well That Ends Well.
Like this game. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Number six.
So it's not ended there.
Well, there's two more.
Okay.
I mean,
it would have been nice to end on that one, wouldn't it?
No, because I've got two more I really want to do.
Okay.
I mean, you have your tangent. This is mine.
I just know what
I'm taking over.
What have done? I just
Russell Brand or Justin Bieber? Animals,
that's for Justin.
Children and the working class are the company in which I feel best in.
That is definitely Russell Brand.
Yes, number seven. Russell Brand or Lord Voldemort?
Okay,
are you ready for this?
This is my territory.
I was quite proud of this.
Okay.
Life is not a theme park, and if it is, the theme is death.
Well, that's Voldemort.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Wrong, it's Russell Brand!
Oh. Russell, that's a bit much, that, isn't it?
I know, right? I thought it'd be, like, I thought Voldemort, I was like, who was really dark and would say that? And I was like, who's darker than the Dark Lord, mate?
Nobody. Oh, nobody.
You got 4 out of 7, that's rubbish.
That's not great, is it?
Yeah. I said if you got 5 out of 7, I'd be proud of you.
Right, and you're not proud of me?
No pride whatsoever.
Sorry.
Literally, I think shame.
Shame, that's strong, isn't
shame
it?
Shame on you. I thought that was an easy game. I wanted to give you a little ego boost with that game, but nope, you
I
were rubbish.
It myself. Why don't we roll reverse and I'll present a game to you?
Yep, and see if I do better.
Yes, on the other side of this. One of your choices.
Hey.
It's Ella Eyre, Sam and Lucy with you till 8 o'clock this evening. By my maths, that's 57 minutes. Still a lot more to come, but after we'll do this first. It's Ella Eyre.
So many times has it all been said and done. That's just begun. Understand that it's days like these when the world is so hard to please. In you, my heart has found a home. Though it's not about me, it's not about who I want to be, it's not about you. You know that we're better off as two. We are more. Yeah, we are.
It's not about you. You know that we're better off as two. Cause we are, we are, we are.
Ella Rare, and together she's just said it, I don't need to tell you. Just repeating what Ella's saying. She can't tell you though that this is Fubar Radio and we are Sam and Lucy here until 8 o'clock this evening. Lucy, you've just presented a game.
Yep, Russell Brand, Trues or False.
Very good title that keep needing to explain.
Trues, because his like YouTube program channel's called Trues, Russell Brand Trues. And it's like True or False, but it's not as Trues or False.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, just about.
All right, what's your game called then, Sam?
Much easier to understand. My game is called the David Cameron Memorabilia Game.
Right, how come you get the better bed?
Because this is taken from The Price is Right, of course, which my game's based upon.
Yeah, but I could have had a slightly better bed.
Well, if you'd let me know. But as it stands, what you're doing now is just ruining my bed. So I'm going to pull it back.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm going to start it again. Welcome to the David Cameron Memorabilia Game. That's right. It's a Sunday and it's just gone 7 o'clock. Take a seat, get a cup of tea, bring the kids around the TV, or the radio in our case, and enjoy the David Cameron Memorabilia Game. What I'm going to do is give you a piece of David Cameron memorabilia, its price, and ask you, is that more or less than another given David Cameron piece of memorabilia? Is that all clear?
Yeah, where do you get your crazy ideas from, Sam?
This one I've been sitting on for a while.
Yeah.
I've taken this from community radio to FUBAR.
Yep.
We'll start you off with this. Yep. David Cameron face mask, which has same day dispatch, all included in the price of £2.90. Quite a bargain, I think.
Yeah.
But is that more? Hang on. I've lost the bed now. Don't laugh at me.
You've ruined it already.
I did have a nice...
were doing all your game show host voice and everything.
I was like...
Hello!
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wasn't I?
And
it was
you
good,
were doing
that,
really
it?
Well, all slick. First question comes up and you've forgotten how to play your own game.
No, I haven't forgotten how to play my own game. The bed's gone, that's what threw me off.
This is
how it works. I've given you the David Cameron face mask, which has same day dispatch.
Yeah, how much was that?
All rolled into the price of £2.90.
Good.
Now, maybe you should write that down. Remember, 90. Play along at home. During the advert, Stephen Mulhern will come up and he'll tell you what you can win.
God,
you can win a car and £200,000.
I didn't know who that was until I met you.
Stephen Mulhern is the most underrated broadcaster of his generation.
Underrated?
Underrated.
Yeah. No, yeah, totally.
If it wasn't for people like Dermot O'Leary and Anton Deck, Stephen Mulhern would be on everything. He would be the one on the Morrison's ads.
Right, I knew as soon as I mentioned this, you would go on a little Stephen Mulhern tirade because you love him so much.
He's amazing. He's very, very clever.
£2.90.
Extremely funny.
Oh, sure, my God.
Anyway, sorry, Mulhern will stop now.
Who do you prefer, Mulhern or Eamon?
Obviously Mulhern.
Eamon's a one-hit wonder. Mulhern or Eamon Holmes?
Nah, for me it's Mulhern. Eamon should be the one in the hub. Mulhern should be front of house.
I feel like if we say Mulhern or Eamon again, it's like losing its meaning now.
Okay, well, let's move on. David Cameron, life-size cardboard cutout. Is that
more or less
than a face mask with same-day dispatch?
Right, obviously it's more, Sam, because it's the face mask with all the body as well.
Correct. £13.47.
Really?
That's how much the David Cameron life-size cardboard cutout is.
That's pretty cheap.
Not bad, is it?
I'm actually quite impressed with that.
Now, this hand-signed official Downing Street card is that more or less than your David Cameron life-size cutout?
less.
Hand signed Downing Street card.
Less.
You're going less.
Oh no, what?
£125 to get your hands on David Cameron, the Prime Minister's signature on official, you know, Downing Street headed
paper.
I've
got it on a letter he sent me.
Did he? Nah, it's photocopy though, isn't it? This is Downing Street headed paper with
ink. He didn't make that clear. I assumed it was photocopied. You can get that anywhere.
You're looking at £125 for that.
I'm going to write that. £125. That's obscene. Right, come on, next. Hang on. I've got one right so far, because I want to keep a track.
Yeah, do keep a track.
One right, because I want to see if I beat you.
And what did I get in my game?
You got, in Russell Brand, True or False.
Sorry, yeah.
You got four.
Four, not bad. Seven. Not a bad return.
Four out of seven.
There's also seven in this one, which is good.
Right.
A David Cameron mug, which says, I hate David Cameron. Is that more or less than your hand-signed official Downing Street card?
Less.
Correct.
Like, it's not going to be £126, is it, Sam?
No, I shouldn't have put those two together, should I?
Obviously not.
£7.99 that costs.
£7.99, all right.
Write that down.
Next one.
A David Cameron Prime Minister caricature gnome. Is that more or less than the £7.99 that you had to pay for an I Hate David Cameron mug?
I mean, I'm playing this game and I'm bored.
Come on. This is topical.
More. Yeah, thanks, mate.
I mean, is that three?
Three.
£14.98 you can get your David Cameron gnome for. So
great.
You know, the summer's coming up. You want to be dressing that garden. Get old Camo's face at the bottom of your drive.
Old Camo.
That's what he calls himself.
God, you and your nicknames today. You're on fire, mate. Give me the next one.
I love David Cameron. Torch keyring.
Oh.
Is that more or less than your caricature Prime Minister gnome?
Less.
Correct.
Oh, look at that. I'm on four.
That's £4.99 for the torch keyring. It's not only a keyring, it's also a torch.
Which is exactly what you need to see the keyhole. I see what they've done there.
Exactly.
Clever.
£4.99 that costs.
Got any more for me?
The Meaning of David Cameron by Richard Seymour. This is an actual book published and everything. Is that more or less than the torch keyring, which costs £4.99?
Right. Now, my gut instinct is to say more.
Okay.
But
I do prepare this off of eBay. So.
Oh, off of eBay? Yeah, because you can get books super cheap off of eBay.
Yes, you can.
And Amazon and everything. Like, you can get... Is it new? Old? What are we talking here? Is this a second-hand book? Because I can get that for 50p if I want.
That's a good point. I don't know. It looks relatively new. It's hardback, if
like
that helps.
New. Oh, hardback? More.
Say more.
Yep. Oh, look at that, five!
£8.65 will get you the Richard Seymour published book, The Meaning of David Cameron.
Thank you very much.
And we'll finish with this one, my personal favourite, something that I'm thinking of purchasing myself.
Mm-hmm.
David Cameron Superman glossy poster, life size. Is that more or less than The Meaning of David Cameron by Richard Seymour? That, remember, costs you £8.65.
More.
You're saying more.
I reckon you'll have ended with a curveball. Oh, no!
It costs less. £7.95 will get you a life-size David Cameron dressed as Superman to stick on your wall. Or like me, I'd stick it on my ceiling so I see it when I wake up at night.
I got five, you got four. I win. Yay.
It's rare that I get excited about a song, but I'm excited simply to finish that game. Just want to be out. I just want to finish that game and we can move on.
Can I turn your mic off for you?
No, it's fine. I'm going to turn it off now while Lunch Money Lewis is on.
Shut up!
My toe on the edge of the bed. Open. a hole in my lawn. Hopped in the car and the car won't start. It's way too hot, but I still got a walk behind an old lady in the grocery line, praying that my car don't get declined. Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man.
Lunchman and Lewis with a song we can all relate to. Bills, it's called. It's nice to hear one you can relate to, Luce, rather than, you know, about loving the club, pouring drinks.
I mean, is this aimed at me? Was that like a jab at me
because
I'm lame? Or
no.
Because I don't go to the club?
No.
Are you saying I'm not, like, hip and fun? Is that what that was?
No, what I'm saying is I like to hear a song where somebody just goes, you know what? Life isn't about popping bottles in the club with ladies on my left, ladies on my right. Because that's what loads of songs are about.
Sure.
Lunch Money Lewis has gone, no, life isn't about getting low in the club with all my chicks. It's actually about paying bills. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe hearing the words.
Flow Rider, Jason Derulo could take a leaf out of his book.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
Hearing you say, getting low in the club with my chicks, sounds wrong on so many levels.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying to you, Flow Rider, is that you sound just as bad as I do. Lunch Money Lewis is talking about real stuff.
Yeah.
If I was to write a song, I'd probably talk about my water bill as well.
You would. I mean, if you were to write a song, it would be about, oh, I hate it when joggers don't wear proper running clothes because I think they're a mugger.
Exactly. Real problems.
Real everyday. Oh, I hate it when I get a caramel latte, not a vanilla one.
Things
it
that people
don't
can
taste
relate
right.
to.
I just want to play my Xbox for a pound. That's what your songs would be, Sam.
Exactly. Better than talking about chicks
exactly
in the club.
Better.
It's much better.
No, you're right. You're right. It is like a lot better.
I'd be storytelling. Mm. Whereas I feel the story that Jason Derulo, Flo Rida, Usher.
I mean, yeah, but you're just picking those particular. Most artists that most people listen to, they talk about love. That's the most common
right.
thing.
Right. It's been
heartache.
Done before.
Well, yeah, but it's because it's endless. We're talking about love here and like heartache or like I've just fallen in love with you. Like it's all about. That's what most music is about. It's about the beauty of love. You
most
just happen
songs,
to have picked the ones that are like in the club with my babes because that's the kind of music you listen to.
That's not.
Well,
it's not the music I listen
is.
To.
You and Usher and Flo Rida, they're your faves.
I also did point out at the top of that little rant that a lot of songs are about love.
Yeah, most.
Most songs.
Yeah.
Somebody on this station once famously said, I don't like love songs, so we actually banned her from listening to music.
Well, I was going to say, it's incredibly hard to think of a single song that isn't about love.
Which is why I'm saying Lunch Money Lewis, he's onto something.
I can't think of a single song, apart from that one, that's not about love.
Macklemore, Thrift Shop, and look how well that did.
True.
Do you see what
I mean?
What
about that one? Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tag, walla, walla, bing, bang.
About love.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
There you are, it's about love.
God, that was the first song that came into my head.
Which is a little bit worrying.
What does that
tell
you?
I think I'd rather have Usher and Jason Derulo in my head than that.
Oh, God,
it's going through me.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we supposed to be doing? Because once again,
we were supposed to be talking about love songs now.
Yes, we were supposed to be talking about... Although you're the... I won't reveal it yet, but perhaps the one that you're going to do later on...
Sure, good, yep.
...isn't about love.
Oh... Maybe it's the opposite of that.
Perhaps.
Whoa.
But what we'll do, we'll take a step back and we'll set up what this is all about.
Zoom out.
Exactly, zoom out.
What's going on, Sam?
You might have heard a song. I'm not speaking to you, Lucy, because I know you've heard it. But those of you at home, in the car, on the train, those that are listening to this, you may have heard a song by Omi called Cheerleader, which is all about young Omi falling in love with a girl.
Oh. I think I have found myself a cheerleader.
As it stands, I don't know whether a cheerleader is a metaphor for somebody who's very fond of him and, you know, makes songs about him, or she's an actual cheerleader who represents, I don't know, her county and has pom-poms and things like that. Or she could be a metaphor. I don't know. I can't tell.
Represents her county.
Cheerleading, obviously. What are you laughing at?
You're so British. Like, you're so British it hurts sometimes. Ooh, getting low with the chicks in the clubs or the cheerleaders supporting my county.
No, she represents a county at cheerleading. I don't know why you're laughing. That's a talent. That suggests she's one of the best 12 people or whatever. She's on the county squad. What are you laughing at? I'm suggesting this cheerleader is the best. One of the best.
In her county.
She might have gone to county championships. You never know. She might be representing the Northwest.
That's a whole region.
That's a whole region.
Region of the UK. So why are you talking about Omi?
Well, I decided to take Omi's metaphor, if it's a metaphor, or the story he tells in Cheerleader, and I would take that story, take the lyrics from it, and recount them to my mum, but set it up as if it's just a conversation. The idea is I have to go for as long as I can before my mum realises that I'm actually just recounting song lyrics.
And it is a song she's very familiar with. Your mum is a fan of Omi and Cheerleader.
We were texting each other about that song earlier in that week, so I knew she was
She's familiar with it, she knows it, you know.
Exactly. I mean, I even thought to myself, will that scupper my chances of this working? Because I know the song is very fresh in her mind.
Yeah, sure.
It didn't scupper the chances. My mum just thought it was all a big coincidence. So if you don't mind, Luce, I think we should play it now.
Yeah.
Play the call that I did with my mum last time we were live, which was weeks ago because you had commitments.
Oh, yeah, it was all me.
It was all me,
FUBAR HQ, yeah. The boss of FUBAR listening to this. It was all me. It definitely wasn't Sam that cancelled. It
wasn't me because I haven't been ill and I haven't had a dissertation to write.
I've got a dissertation to write. I'm here.
That's true, but that's because you're bad at time managing.
Play the phone call.
Hello, all right.
Yeah. Are you at work still?
No, well, I'm at FUBAR now.
You're at FUBAR?
Yeah. Can you hear me all right?
Well, not really. I'm in a shop with a lot of loud music at Freeport.
Oh, so you can't speak?
What time are you finishing?
Well, I'm at FUBAR till 8 with the show.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Can you speak
quickly?
I can hear
you. Yeah. With you?
Yeah, all right. I feel a little bit rough today.
Little bit
rough today.
Did you have a barbecue?
Well, it ended up going out in the end.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. In fact,
Dad said you might be having a barbecue, you see.
Yeah, I mean, it started like that. We did eat, it was an indoor barbecue. We had like sausages on the grill. And then, ended up going out.
Where did you go?
Well, just to Trinity in Harrow, which I didn't think was very good, but, you know, it was all right. I even met a girl.
You didn't?
I did, yeah.
She nice?
Yeah, she's really nice. She like walked like a model.
Really?
Yeah, she's
amazing. Where's she living?
Well, she goes our uni. In fact, she's a cheerleader at our uni. Never come across her before.
And she took what at your uni, sorry?
A cheerleader.
Cheerleader?
Which is why I guess she walks...
As well.
Yeah, she walks like a model.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like some genie's granted all my wishes in this one girl.
Really?
Yeah, and then this other girl come along, right? And it, I mean, this was after I was speaking to that girl, and she says to me, "Do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty?"
Oh.
And I said, "No, not really."
Oh, Dad. Wasn't she?
No, she's just all right, really.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, so, then obviously I had that cheerleader.
Was she? So did she seem interested?
The cheerleader.
Yeah.
As far, I think so. I mean, we had a. I've got a number. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think. Yeah, I'll be seeing the cheerleader again.
Did you say, "Can I see you again"?
Not in that voice, because that'll put her right off.
Oh, I thought that was my sexiest voice then.
No.
No, but she seemed interested, so that's good, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's good. Oh. Right, Anne. I'll probably ring you again after the show. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, that's lovely. Is she blonde or brunette?
Do you know what? I think looking at her, she had kind of roots. So although she's blonde, I think naturally she's brunette.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
You never know. Watch this space.
I know, yeah.
Could be the start of something beautiful in Harrow.
I found myself a cheerleader.
Hey, yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Oh, I'm going to play that later now.
Right, I'll see you later.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
There you are. A call I made to my mum 2 weeks ago. She still, well, she does now have an idea that I was simply playing up to it and saying the lyrics to this song.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it? It sounds just like the song.
She couldn't believe it.
Good sport.
She is a good sport. She simply thought, oh, that Omi song that I didn't understand the lyrics to. It came true. My son found himself a cheerleader, and everything Omi said finally makes sense.
Oh, it was lovely.
It was lovely.
That was quite a nice call. Because
yes.
It was you calling your mum, saying, "I've met a girl who's lovely," and your mum was really pleased about that.
Yeah.
My challenge.
Which, we're going to get to.
Less lovely.
Yeah.
I feel like I've got a raw deal here.
You have. But then it's my idea. Therefore, I kind of dictate.
You get to do what you like.
Yeah, that's very true. So, did you count up there, Luce, how many of Omi's lyrics I got into that cheerlead call with my mum?
I believe you got 6.
We'll say 6, okay. We didn't do the dinger sound effects as we went along with that one, but 6.
6,
okay.
Yeah, which is not bad.
Not bad.
I definitely think I'm going to get more in.
Okay, what I've just realised is we're not going to be able to ding as we go on.
Because that's way too obvious. He'll be like, "Why are you dinging whilst you talk
exactly.
to me?"
Exactly. Okay, but if you're ready...
Oh my God, yeah.
Maybe you could reveal what song you're about to perform down the phone in a roundabout way
yep.
to your boyfriend Ben whilst I type his digits into the FUBAR phone.
Well, I'm losing my voice from nerves.
Which is perhaps a good thing because it makes it more real.
Okay, so we're calling up my boyfriend Ben. Legit my boyfriend. He honestly doesn't know I'm doing this. This isn't a setup. Honestly, hasn't got a clue. I will be getting as many lyrics to Taylor Swift's "We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together." I'm very happy with my boyfriend. We're in a very stable relationship. So this is going to come as a bit of a shock to him that I am breaking up with him. Now, Sam's right. He pointed out it is 7:30 and he knows full well I do a radio show 6 to 8. So there may be a bit of a lie at the start to tell him why I'm talking to him at 7:30. So I'll have to think on my feet there. A little bit nervous. But after that, I've got to be, I think, did we say 6 or 7?
6.
6. I have to get 7 or more lyrics in so I can pass the challenge back on to Sam next week. If I get under 6, I yet again next week will have to call someone else with a new song that we decide on at the end of today's show. I'm really nervous.
Right, I'm dialing an incorrect number. What's going on?
Hang on. Let's just check this.
Sorry, I was tapping away there on the FUBAR phone and it's not been working.
Why is it not working? Because I gave you the right number. Although you did write it down wrong. I was watching him. I said to him 7. He wrote down a 5.
Yeah, so, I've got this very wrong.
Because Sam's a moron. Like, literally, I was just saying like 1 and he wrote down a 3. Something's happened to his mind. I think since the Eamon thing, he's kind of lost it a bit. His brain's going a bit mad. Oh my God, I'm just looking at these lyrics and this is going to be horrible. Like, it says, like, I hate you and stuff. What if he thinks I'm being serious? What if I lose...
That's the idea.
Yeah, but what if I lose my boyfriend? We're meant to be going to a wedding next weekend. Not our own, not our own. Get that in there quick.
Well, that's what the call's all about. It's definitely not going to be your own, is it?
Oh my God. We're going to be going to someone else's wedding. And he's going to break... Oh my God, what if he breaks up with me for doing this with him?
That'd be funny, don't worry about it.
All right, is he not answering?
Basically, I'm rubbish at typing digits. Just keep talking and give me one last go.
Right. I literally wrote... I've now given him my phone with the number on and he still can't do it. Something's happened. Do you need glasses? I don't... We can hear that you typing it in. It's 11 numbers. How hard could it be?
How many times have I typed it now?
6.
Right, I've definitely typed it right that time and it's not ringing.
I mean, I've given you the number. It's got to be the phone here. Oh, my God, are we ready?
Welcome to Orange Answerphone.
Oh, what do I do?
I'm sorry, but the person you called...
Shall I do it?
You're
going
to have to do it anyway, aren't you?
Leave your message after the tone. When you've left your message,
I'll do it really seriously.
Or for more options,
I'll just
press
1
at any time.
Hi, Ben. It's Luce. I've just finished the show a bit early. There was a load of technical problems. Really annoying. We've had to start the show. Oh, I'm in such a bad mood. It's so annoying. Everything's gone wrong today. It's been a really bad day. And to be honest, I'm quite glad you didn't actually answer the phone, because I don't know if I could have said this to you, but I mean, we haven't seen each other in a month, and you said you needed space. And I mean, we called it off again last night, and I just... Look, I mean, I remember when we broke up the first time, and I was like, oh, this is it. I've had enough, because, like, you come around again and say, oh, Lucy, I miss you. I swear I'm going to change, trust me. But, like, do you remember how that lasted, like, a day? And, Ben, it's just the same thing over and over again. I say I hate you. We break up. You call me back. I love you. But, Ben, this time I'm telling you, we're never ever getting back together. I'm really going to miss you picking fights and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. But honestly, I used to think we were forever, but I just mean, this is exhausting. You know, like, we're never getting back together. Like, ever.
We broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. 'Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month, when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh, 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 ooh. We called it off again last night, but ooh, 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 ooh. Ever. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights, and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Talk to me. Talk to me. But we are never ever. up and he's like, I still love you. And I'm like, this is exhausting, you know? Like, we are never getting back together. Like, ever.
No!
Swifty with a very strong message, a strong message that Lucy, you have just relayed to your boyfriend Ben down the phone.
Like ever.
You didn't go all American.
Like ever, because that would ruin it.
Of course it was.
I wanted it to be believable. I was acting.
Have we heard from Ben yet?
No word, which is worrying.
Is it worrying?
Because...
That makes me think he's not heard it.
Well, he's... Oh, I don't know. What if he's crying? At home, we're meant to be meeting up tonight.
One question.
Dumped him.
Is he a Swiftie fan?
No.
Okay. See, that's a good thing.
Which is a good thing, because if he was a Swiftie fan, he'd be like, that Swiftie, she's
exactly.
winding me up.
Exactly.
But no, not at all. Not at all. He's a more of a concerto kind
right,
of guy.
Right, okay. So nothing to do with Swiftie.
Not at all.
Because if you were to do that to me, straight away, I'd start singing along.
Yeah.
And I'd be annoyed that you
never,
chose to
ever,
do
ever
this.
Back. You'd be like, it's so obvious. But with him, it's okay, because he hasn't got a clue. He doesn't listen to modern music at all.
Which, therefore, is quite worrying then, isn't it?
Right. So, I've totted it up.
Right.
Although it was voicemail, I got 16
lines. Yes, which we need to talk
in.
About.
Well, you got six. I got 16. That's
right.
A whole teen more.
Your song, although it was a more serious topic.
Yeah.
A little bit easier.
What?
Because there's no talking around the lyrics. I had to kind of sneak in Omi's lyrics. You know, it was a bit of a game. You simply read off Taylor Swift's verses word for word.
But you called your mum saying, oh, I've met a girl, basically.
She was
which
a
is
cheerleader.
Yeah, she was a cheerleader, mate. I know, well done. I was calling my boyfriend and then dumping him. That's a lot harder.
It was voicemail, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we didn't have time. We didn't have time to go, okay, no, we'll call him back because we took it live. You gave him a voicemail live on air. I understand it was a sore subject, but I think a little bit easier because.
Yours was a pre-record, mate. I did it live.
I understand. But that call is as live. There's no editing with that. No editing whatsoever. The only little bit of editing is maybe I cut out a few rings at the start as she got her phone out of the handbag.
Right. I'm going to take one for the team.
Okay.
Next week, I will do another phone call.
That's fair, because although you got 16 things, I only got six, I do think it's a very different ball game being on the
doing
phone to somebody.
Phone.
Yeah.
Right, next week, so this doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
Let's call a friend of mine.
Okay. And you're not going to dump your friend.
And then if they don't answer, I have at least two friends, I can call another friend.
And will those friends, though, know that you're on the air 6 till 8 on a Sunday?
I could call not that close. I could call a friend that is a bit, you know, self-obsessed and doesn't pay attention to my life.
We've all got those.
Exactly. I could call that one.
I've got my flatmate ringing me, pestering me during the show.
Exactly.
And wondering why I'm not picking up.
I'll call my version of that, who hasn't got a clue what's going on.
Okay.
And now I just need a song to call my friend with. What song?
Well, I've been thinking about this one.
Oh, God, what are you... What?
I was wanted another song where you don't really have to... It's relatively easy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the song does the talking for you.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed before we heard you call your boyfriend Ben, and mm-hmm. Before we heard Swiftie, we talked about songs that aren't about love.
Yep.
Now, this song kind of is about love, but it's actually more about kind of... should we say the repercussions of love?
Right.
Or the repercussions of lovemaking, maybe to be more specific.
Okay, we're talking about getting pregnant or...
It's not a song about getting pregnant.
STDs, what are you talking about here?
I'm talking about a song... You know when... You know when people do the lovemaking with people they shouldn't.
Are we talking about adultery here, Sam?
Yes, we are.
What are you...
There was a song...
Yeah.
Out in the Noughties, a big song by Shaggy.
Yeah.
It's all about adultery, isn't it?
Mm.
How about you do Shaggy, It Wasn't Me, to your friend down the phone? Because the songs are basically along the lines of, man, she caught me, man. They have the same man, don't they?
I'm allowed to change all the she's to he's. Of
course, obviously.
Right.
We're talking about Ben here. So you call your friend and say, look, he's caught me in the act.
Mm-hmm.
That act, I don't think, has to be adultery.
Okay.
However, that act still has to have been committed on the bathroom floor to fit with the lyrics.
But I don't have to say, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it's up to you.
Well, we can decide as the phone call goes on, because I can promise you I will do it live.
Okay, you're going to do it live. Perfect.
I'll do it live.
Do you think adultery would be the most believable thing? Or do you think maybe, I don't know.
Well, what else would I be doing on the bathroom floor?
Making a cake, and Ben doesn't agree with it. For him, that's something that's strictly forbidden outside the
adultery.
Kitchen.
Adultery, that'll be hilarious. I mean, it'll be awful, but hilarious.
You think that's the best one?
Because I will call my friend, who has no idea, doesn't listen to this show.
Yeah.
Because
she's too busy thinking of herself.
He's an idiot.
Okay.
And I'll call him up and I'll be like, I need to talk to someone. I don't know what to do. He doesn't really know Ben that well.
Okay. Is he a housemate, this guy?
No, just a friend of mine.
Why?
All my housemates would know I'm on the radio, though.
Okay, good, good. So this guy, why would you call him?
He was a very good friend. So he's someone that we're very like, oh, can we go for a coffee? This thing's
good.
Bothering
good,
me.
Good, good.
But I don't like live with him and he doesn't like, you know, follow it. Like,
he doesn't give
a monkeys, really.
Is that because he's busy or is he simply self-obsessed?
I think it's neither. I think he's just really, like, disorganised.
Okay.
And his head's
he's
a bit like, oh, my God, and everything stresses him.
And okay, well, this sounds perfect.
So I'll call him. His name's Jack. I can tell you he won't be listening to this.
Perfect. No, will people who know him be listening?
Yeah, they won't tell him because they'll ruin it because they want to hear it.
Yeah, everyone wants to hear you doing Shaggy down the phone to Jack about, you know, you getting
just to
Shaggy.
Confirm, this is not Jack as in Jack Bond.
Different Jack.
Different Jack.
Jack Bond also isn't aware this show exists.
Well, maybe he can be your one if I manage to beat six.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But he's also, how to describe Jack? Maybe Jack isn't the person that you would get the best reaction from for radio.
Right. Whereas I think my Jack is, he's an actor.
Oh, perfect.
And he's verbose, hey?
Is he? Okay, whereas my Jack just likes to swear.
Ah.
So, yeah, I think it'd be best if we didn't go with Jack.
Yeah.
Anyway, that'll be...
I did it.
You did do it.
And I'm quite proud.
Something ticked off the itinerary.
Do I get a ding for that?
Waxing lyrical.
Thanks, mate.
Done. The other things we can tick off the list up till now, David Cameron game, done. Rocket says... Sorry.
Thanks.
Rocket says, what do we call it? Russell Brand Trues.
Russell Brand Trues or False. Because his YouTube channel's called Russell Brand Trues.
I get it.
Yeah.
Lucy Sports Report. Done. The things left on the itinerary, and with 17 minutes to go, the things that we may achieve...
that's no time, yeah.
Between now and 8 o'clock are Sam's business idea... and Around the World in 80 Seconds.
Oh, I thought you'd forgotten about the business idea.
Do you not want me to do it? It can be rolled over. That's the thing about the itinerary.
Should we do proper business ideas next week?
Perfect. Sounds good to me.
Maybe we could call someone and pitch it.
I've got friends in business.
Well, let's call them. Bring
Perfect.
It.
We'll
I've
do
got
that
my
next
nail
week.
Polish idea.
Will we have another Lucy Sports Report off the back of this next song?
If you want one, I'm sure.
Maybe I'll take you around the world in 80 seconds.
I need a good cough first.
Really?
Can you hear my voice? Can you hear it? I sound like a frog.
Yeah, you do. Do it now, then. well, DJ SKT's on. Oh, you're ruining the song. For God's sake, no.
I need a caramel latte in it.
No, stop.
Hey, producer, can we get a caramel latte
Don't
in
here? Who are you speaking to? The building is empty.
One caramel, one vanilla for Sam. Yep, great, thanks. Zach, yeah, thank you. Thanks, yeah. Yep.
Come with me to the dance floor. You and me, cause that's what it's for. Show you now what it is we got to be doing. And the music in the house is so soothing. I wanna dance the night away, you see. It's just a party, so now come with me. Take me away. I wanna dance the night away.
DJ SKT Ray with the vocals. It's called Take Me Away, and this is FUBAR Radio. Sam and Lucy with you for just another 13 minutes. Luce.
Yep.
How you doing? You all right?
I got my coughs out.
Yeah, that's done now.
That was really professional. I'm well aware, but I got them out.
Well, that's all that matters, isn't it?
All the coughs are gone now.
You did crash the vocal of Ray there on DJ SKT's record. I mean, I had to start
not
it again.
Not bothered, mate.
A little bit embarrassing.
Not bothered.
No, because if we're going to do radio, I think we should do it properly.
That's the quote of the day.
We should.
If we're going to do radio, Luce, we're going to do it properly.
Which means...
You should get that on a T-shirt.
Right, I'm going to get it printed.
Fab.
If you're going to do radio, do it properly. And I mean, I'm not saying that I'm any Chris Moyles, right? Mm-hmm. Who's probably, for one time, the biggest broadcaster of his generation.
Yeah.
However, I feel there is rules to stick to, like don't talk over the start of the song. Or, you know, you do the talky bit while it builds. As soon as the singer starts, you stop. You stop talking because that's the singer's turn.
I'm going to get...
Rules like that.
I'm going to get R.I.P. Eamon and Frankie circa 2005 on a T-shirt. That's what I'll be wearing next week.
I want to see it. And you can get these T-shirts turned around quick, you know, as well. And in bulk.
Yep.
All
bulk.
I'm
Who else wants that?
I'd certainly buy one off you.
See, the coughs haven't gone.
You have some water there because we need to do a sports report.
I'm just getting ready for my sports. I'm just gonna.
Perfect. Ready for your sports report?
That's lovely. Yeah, bring it.
Two sports report in one show as well. You're spoiling us.
I'm really good at the sport.
You are really good at sports. It's a shame I'm no good at the news because there's been an incident.
What's the incident in the news? You mean?
No, not in the news. I wish I could bring you the news.
What have you done? Have you broken the news?
No, I was going to take you around the world in 80 seconds. That's my version of the news, all wrapped up in 80 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
However, my laptop's just died, and I also haven't quite finished writing it. So I was going to finish writing it in DJ SKT and Ray's Take Me Away.
Yep.
But then it died.
Oh, my God.
So I'm thinking, we've only got 11 minutes of the show left. Is there any point me doing it? When we can just throw to Lucy with a sports report.
So you haven't done Around the World in 80 days?
8 seconds.
80 seconds.
I have, but it... Okay, I've half done it, and now I can't get to that half to finish it because my laptop's died.
You're pathetic. Go to the sports.
Sorry, I am sorry.
Second sports report of the day, aren't you lucky buggers? I've focused on the most important sport, which is football, but not any old football. I've focused on my favourite football, which is League Two. Da, da, da.
Is this
League Two football?
You're focusing on League Two now, can I just get that right?
Yep.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's been a big day for League Two.
Yes, it has.
Because Cook is set to become Portsmouth's boss. Woo! I read it and I thought it said Cark. Plymouth Argyle, right, play Wickham Wanderers, biggest teams about right now, I'd
yes,
say.
Yes, yeah.
So hot right now, Wickham Wanderers. 2-3 to the Wanderers. Well done. I didn't think it would be. I thought Plymouth Argyle had it, mate.
You tipped Plymouth, did you?
I did, and they lost.
Was that last night or today?
Who knows? Morecambe signed winger Barkusian. He's big in European football right now.
Is he?
Barkusian. He wears an orange top. And, Morecambe have signed him, which, you know, that's a big move for everybody involved,
yes, it
I
is,
feel.
It is.
That's exciting. In Newport County, Sam's word of the day, Owen Evans signed senior Newport deal. Who even knows what that means? And finally, let's look at the table at the top. Burton, Shrewsbury and Bury.
That's
Shrewsbury
old news.
And Bury, right?
Yeah.
Different places. Not me having an end of word stutter. Bottom, Cheltenham, near me where I live back home. That's a shame. And
so they're
Tranmere.
Out of the league, aren't they?
So does that mean they can't play? They're banned from playing football forever when you leave League Two?
No.
Yes, it does. So Cheltenham and Tranmere are never allowed to play football again. This has been Lucy's second sports report of the day. The most important football of Sunday, the 10th of May, has been League Two. Top scorer was Tubbs. Can't say fairer than that, really. I've been Lucy Gray, and now back over to Sam Hart in the FUBAR studio. Thank you very much.
God's sake.
Football.
I do love the football bit. That's my favourite part. I do wish, though, you take it a little bit more seriously and not focus on
Excuse me? League Two.
Well, League Two...
Wickham Wanderers?
Yeah, that...
Everybody needed to hear that score.
That was last 3-2. Night. That was last night.
Yeah.
What, if you focus on League One, where
some of us have been sleeping and writing dissertations, and we're not, you know, we haven't got Plymouth Argyle on our Twitter feed. We don't, you know... Some of us need some help catching up with it. All did right. you know about Cook?
I didn't know about Cook,
yeah.
No.
And Kazunia in Morecambe. Yeah. Tubbs, top scorer.
I didn't know that. I did know that...
Doesn't get enough recognition, does Tubbs?
Okay.
Tranmere, Cheltenham, never allowed to play football again.
That's not strictly true, is it?
Never allowed to play football again.
They've been relegated.
Never, literally, banned from football.
I don't think that's quite...
Not even in the park, mate.
I think they are.
League 2 police, all over that.
They just relegated to the conference.
Nope.
It's just semi-professional.
Conference
now.
Isn't football.
Semi-professional football.
They're not allowed to
football.
Play with an actual football. They just pretend.
Right. I think.
And when you see it on the TV, it's just a little CGI football.
That's not
fact.
True. It's not true.
Lucy's fact of the day. Yeah.
There you are. More.
I think I need sleep.
I think you need sleep.
I think I need to go to sleep. You need to sleep, definitely, after the whole Eamon Jack Bond debacle.
That wasn't a debacle. I think
that's
going
down in FUBAR history.
No, that's getting clipped up and being put on FUBAR's website as an example of what this great station can do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That and my sports report will
exactly.
go. Exactly. Proud of that.
Very proud. Are you going to tell us what's going on next weekend?
Nope.
No, okay.
This show,
very true.
You know what is going on next weekend? I'm going to a blooming wedding, I am.
Okay.
First of the wedding season, I'm going to lots this year, which is, I'm actually going to the Isle of Man for a wedding, which is going to be mad.
Next weekend?
Next weekend is the Cotswolds.
Okay.
And
which means you can turn up here afterwards.
Exactly. So I will be here live with all my tales of the wedding. I don't
Perfect.
Know a single person at this wedding, apart from my boyfriend, who's probably now my ex-boyfriend after the Swifties.
Yeah, have we heard anything from Ben
Let's
yet?
Let's have a look. No, he clearly does not care. Yeah, no, nothing. Nothing there.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I'm hoping it's just like he's like listened to it and been like, oh, Lucy, what's she like? Banter.
Yeah.
But if he hasn't, he's taking it seriously. I've bought a dress and shoes and really expensive tights for this wedding. And like, I'm going. Like, if we break up, I'm going. Like, I've spent a lot of money.
I don't blame you. You're invited, aren't you?
So yeah, free booze, free food. And it's like, literally, coincidentally, the village next to my parents. So
perfect.
Like, sorted, right?
Yeah, you've got to go. I love a wedding. I don't go to many.
Me too.
Don't
All right,
go to many.
Tell you what, if Ben dumps me for what we just did, you come with me to the wedding.
I'm a date.
Yeah, you can be my date at the wedding.
Perfect.
That's that sorted. You can come to this wedding in the Isle of Man with me. It's going
to
be mental.
I don't have anything to wear. I'd have to go buy a suit, but that sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's all right.
Right, so that chat coming up next week. We better just go through the itinerary before because we haven't got long left.
I mean, you can't ding and do that, so I've got my homemade ding ready. Yep.
I can ding.
I'm redundant in this section.
You are, yeah. So Sam's business idea, Mark 2.
Didn't do it.
David Cameron game. Rocket says...
No!
Lucy's sports report.
I think my ding's better.
No, it's not.
Two dings.
That's awful. That's going right through me.
It did hurt a bit. I'll stop that.
Lucy's sports report again.
Two dings.
Warwick's in lyrical.
Yeah.
And around the world in 80 seconds.
Failure.
Sorry about that. That will be taking place next week. Obviously, it will be new news because that's the nature of the news.
Jesus, Sam.
Sorry about that.
Go to bed.
I'm going to go to bed. You're going to go to bed.
Not together.
Definitely not.
No.
Because we don't live anywhere near each other. And that would just be inconvenient upon a Monday morning. If you've liked this show, you can go and get it on iTunes, on SoundCloud. You can podcast it. And if you're listening on that podcast that I've just talked about, you can tune in 6 to 8 every Sunday. Try us out live. It's interactive in everything. We invite tweets. Is that right, Luce? Something like that.
We invite them. Doesn't happen, though.
No, it doesn't happen.
At FUBAR Radio, if you care. But you don't care, do you?
Oh, I'm getting angry. With this. Brand new music from Disclosure. It's called Bang That.
Bye, Sam.
See you, Luce.
Bye.
See you, mate.
Bye.
You'll like this one. You should play it at the wedding when you do your DJ set.
Mate's a bit strong.
It's not a bit strong. It's Disclosure. They broke Sam Smith and he's turned into a big star.
Oh, I just don't care anymore.
I'll see you next week.
Bye.
I love it when you freak it. Now let me see you work it. I wanna see
see you twerking. Now let me see you. 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 Now let me see you.
Out, shake that, do your ass out, freak that, do your ass out, work that, do your ass out, bang that, do your ass out, shake that, do your ass out, freak that, do your ass out, work that, do your ass out, bang that, do your ass out, shake that, do your ass out, freak that, do your ass out, work that, do your ass out, bang that, do your ass out, shake that, do your ass out, freak that, do your ass out, work that, do your ass out.
Work that, do your ass out, ain't that, do your ass out, shake that, do your